USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The acquittal of Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager who fatally shot two protesters and injured another last year, sparked protests in cities across the United States this weekend. In Chicago, civil rights advocate Jesse Jackson led a demonstration on Saturday through the city's downtown area.
Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Hundreds of people could be seen in one video holding signs and banners marching down the streets. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to take on tyrannical COVID policies and win, thanks to a recent law putting restrictions on companies that mandate the vaccine for employees. Disney has now dropped their vaccine requirement for employees. Any workers fired because of the vaccine mandate could be rehired. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Biden administration has put it on American taxpayers to fund illegal immigration, drug and sex trafficking, to the point President Joe Biden and Border Czar Vice President Kamala Harris should be sued for wreaking havoc on the United States, according to Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, on Newsmax.
It's just fortunate for Biden and Harris that they can't be sued as government officials because they have wreaked so much havoc in the United States.
The UK Health Security Agency released its weekly COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report in England as of November 18th. The data was broken into 10-year age groups. From the age group of 50 and older, there were more COVID-19 deaths from people who were fully vaccinated than not. 2,823 total deaths were reported compared to 587 deaths who were unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Biden nominates two new postal officials.
President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, whose terms are now expiring, Ron Blum and John Barger. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Anti-vaccination protests took place in major cities across the world on Saturday as a backlash to the rising tide of mandates. Protests in Los Angeles, New York, London, Paris, Zagreb, Madrid, Canada, and several U.S. states were noted in the media. European cities saw large turnouts. Crowds estimated at more than 120,000 across various cities in France, part of an ongoing series that is now extended for more than 2 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.